This is Fresh Air. Later on the show, the power connection between Hollywood celebrities and Washington politicians. Country singer Dwight Yoakam has a new album called If There Was a Way. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Yoakam is setting the standard for country music today.
Take a map of the world and measure with your hand all of the miles across.
To understand why I've admired Dwight Yoakam without really liking him, just look at the back of his new album. There's Dwight, his ever-present cowboy hat pushed down over his eyes, his mouth turned down in a sour expression. He's leaning against a wire mesh fence with his arms raised and stretched out. There's no doubt about it, he's crucifying himself for you, a grateful audience now obliged to worship him. In the past, Dwight Yoakam has seemed arrogant, sullen, obnoxious, derivative, and so full of himself that it was hard to hear past his overweening pride. All that said, country music hasn't produced a song as lovely as this one in a long, long time.
I pay rent on a rundown place. No view, but there's lots of space in my heart. The heart that you own. I paid the rent, paid right on time. Baby, I pay you every single dime for my heart. The heart that you own. Used to be I could love here for free way back before you bought the property. Now I pay daily on what once was mine. Lord, I probably owe you for these tears that I cried.
That's The Heart You Own, written by Yoakam. His 1988 album, Buenas Noches from a Lonely Room, was a thoroughly mean-spirited little record featuring a song cycle about romantic betrayal that peaked with Dwight murdering his lover without a heck of a lot of remorse. He'd never seemed so cynical. Yoakam was born in Columbus, Ohio, and raised in Pikeville, Kentucky, and has made his reputation as country music's most articulate neoconservative, bad-mouthing Nashville legends like Chet Atkins and promoting unfashionable singers like Buck Owens. Yoakam seemed less like a rebel than a phony. What, you kept thinking, was this guy's problem? But on his new album, Yoakam earns his moodiness with beautiful honky-tonk compositions such as Nothing's Changed Here.
I hear you walking.
In a way, the current situation in country music makes Dwight Yoakam look even better than he might otherwise. The genre is dominated these days by stiffs. There's no denying the musical talents of people like Clint Black, Randy Travis, and Mary Chapin Carpenter, but there's also no doubt that these are bland, colorless performers. Dwight Yoakam, with his bad attitude and his defensive posture, has come to seem nearly heroic. While everyone around him is assiduously making well-crafted, pretty music, he's doing things like bringing the blues back to country music in the title song of this album.
I was just thinking of myself, how I still want you, oh, nobody. somebody else. Oh, I was just thinking. I was just thinking. All to myself. Oh, all to myself.
Yoakam's crucial collaborator on If There Was a Way is its lead guitarist and producer, Pete Anderson, who's been with Yoakam from the start. Anderson's arrangements give Yoakam's callow bravado a gravity and conviction that it wouldn't have otherwise. Together, Yoakam and Anderson have made the country album that everyone else is going to have to scramble to catch up to.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.
You couldn't tell it by the smile, but my recovery took a while. I work for days and nights on end, just to walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall.
This is Fresh Air.